Well, hello and welcome to this Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 28th of June 2026. Going a bit freestyle tonight in that I haven't really planned what I'm going to talk about so much. Normally I like to write things down, get a bit of a plan together. But tonight I thought I'd just go old school. I thought I'd just go off the cuff. Anyway, hope you're well. Hope you've had a great weekend. Sunny feels like the temperature has cooled down quite dramatically this weekend. And after the week, I'm very, very grateful. Still been warm though. It's still been warm. I was at my sister's wedding yesterday. I think I mentioned that on Thursday. And I'm sat in a suit and I am roasting hot. So it makes you wonder just how our plants are coping and everything else. But one of the things I've noticed this week is just how well my mulches have really worked at keeping everything going on the allotment and in the kitchen garden. In fact, mulches are the hero of the week. You'll hear me talk about it a lot on tomorrow's podcast. But mulching, I mean, it is just such an easy thing to do, but it gives you big, big wins. And the straw mulch has really paid off down on the allotment. Something cheap, something simple, but it works. And that is the important thing, it works. Now, it's got me wondering, what mulches do you use? This is a big question I have at the moment, because there is a wide variety of mulches that we can use. Straw is something that I use a lot of on the allotment. Grass cuttings, another example of something we could use a lot of. And thrown into that as well, things like, stones, they're a well-known mulch. We've got things like compost, which there's a bit of debate whether compost is actually any good as a mulch in the way that we're talking about, but Charles Dowden seems to swear by it. Not just him, many other people. It just leads to a debate we were having today. Mulches stop the wicking process, but if compost on top of compost, it's going to wick water up through the compost as well, is the theory, which makes sense. It does make a lot of sense. Other mulches are in things that we can buy in as well. And I've been trialing a few out of my garden over the years. We've got the one from Rocket Grow, which done me really, really well and really lasted for a very, very long time. So that was a good one. There's Marvis Mulch, which is a company I've heard of. I've tried reaching out and speaking to. I've spoken to them, but seem a little bit quiet now. So there's a good example of a few mulches out and available that we could try. But what do you use? What do you use for mulch? And have you had the same effect that I've had, that the mulches have really reduced the amount of watering that we need to do? Now, I've got no seeds to sow because we have sown them all up, or all for this month. And we're just finishing off July seeds. They will be going in the post in the next couple of days, making their way to you. Some of you may even have them by the weekend, which will be nice. I'm not going to go through what seeds you're getting this month because I'm going to save those for Thursday, just so I've got something to talk about on Thursday. Otherwise, I'm going to run out of things to talk about. But one of the things I feel I need to talk about is what is going on here at the Veg Grower Podcast HQ. So, as you know, I've got the kitchen garden and I've got the allotment, and both are really good at producing us lots of food. They're both very, very successful gardens. And this is going to continue. I want to keep the allotment as an allotment. I want it to be very much like a mini farm, something that's just practical, something that just produces a lot of food and is easy to look after. The kitchen garden, however, I do want that to look amazing. And this is why we're working our way towards. So we're going to have espaliertrees and herbs, something that we're doing a lot of already. And it's certainly looking like it's getting there. It certainly is making everything in the kitchen garden look better. But it takes time. A garden does take time to really get the results that we want. Unless, of course, we're going to spend a load of money and buy trees that are already shaped the way that we want. Well, I'm not going to do that. too tight for that, but I also don't believe in that. But that is where we're going. The allotment is going to stay pretty much as it is, just make it more easier to look after and try and get into the difficult areas. I'm thinking we're going to need some new raspberry canes at some point, because the raspberry bed itself is always full of weeds and very difficult to manage. And here at home, I'm thinking of getting some new raspberry canes as well, but getting those in pots or Alto pots in order, again, to make those easy to manage. The thing I've got to discuss with Amanda. Now, the bees. I did the bee inspection today, and I've got to say, I wasn't sure what to expect. I wasn't sure how this heat was going to affect them. But before I inspected my bees, I opened up the windows, looked in, and I saw loads and loads of bees. So I opened it up. The supers, they had a few bees in there exploring, but not really drawing any comb or doing anything in there. That's fine. It'll take time. But when I opened up the brood box, oh my God. There were so many bees in there, hundreds and hundreds of bees taking up all the frames, basically just producing a lot. The colony itself has grown, which is great. It's what we want to see. It's how the colony survives, how it produces lots of things and honey and moving forward. It was fantastic. What was even better is when I inspected every comb, we're seeing drone and brood larvae and a comb, but we're also seeing honey. It is producing honey. Some of the outer frames were covered in honey. The internal frames have started to have honey where the brood was. It was fantastic to see. And the weight, the frames that were covered in honey, oh my God, they were so, so heavy. So this is a good sign. This is a really good sign. I'd like to see more of the honey on the supers, but it's a good sign nonetheless. So very happy with what's going on with the bees. Very happy with the kitchen garden and the allotment. Where do we go forward? Where do we go forward? This is always the big question. And I'm always looking at what challenges we can do. Obviously, bees this year, we're going to need a new challenge for next year. We've got to find something, a long-term project. I'm open to ideas of anything that you might suggest. Anyway, I have spoken enough. There's not much to talk about tonight, but I'd love to hear some ideas of some long-term projects, a project that will take a year to really knuckle down that you can suggest. Something like last year we did the hot bin composter, something that we trialed. This year it's the bees. I'd like a project like that for next year. I know we're not even... Well, we are halfway through this year and I'm thinking about next year already, but I'm open to suggestions. Anyway, right, you take care and I will speak to you again on Thursday. Until then, please take care.